My name is Roger Eidecker. I'm Vice President of Eidecker Farms, and we farm on the Missouri River bottom up near Craig, Missouri, the northwest part of the state of Missouri.
I understand that you are the lead plaintiff in this lawsuit. What prompted you to sue?
Well, we've had a lot of flooding, and what really prompted me was the change in the flooding that we've had. We've had recurrent flooding from 2004 or 5 on up to the present time. And my feeling has been that the river has changed from what it used to be. And these changes were always a mystery to me, but we have found that the changes we feel were as a result of the management of the river and the changes that the Corps has made to the river has caused this recurrent flooding. So that we felt that we needed some kind of relief from the flooding. And that was really the basis of our suit, to hopefully cause the Corps to manage the river differently, and most importantly, to make flood control the top priority, which we feel that they've gotten away from that.
So how's the frequency of the flooding changed, or how's the nature of the flooding changed?
Actually, if I said the flooding hasn't changed, but the frequency of the flooding has changed since 2004. We're being flooded more. The river runs higher. And we're more. We've just had more flood events since 2004.
What do you estimate that your damages from floods have been?
Well, that's a hard number. We've been damaged. We've been damaged for several millions of dollars, but along with others along the river. So the flooding's been quite severe. So it's been a very expensive thing for all the farmers that live on the river and that have been flooded.
Now, one would think, you know, right off, if you're farming and you're flooded, the nature of the flood damage would be crop damage. What's been the nature of the flood damage you have?
Well, it's been more than flood damage. Crop damage. We've had a lot of sand deposits on our ground as a result of the floods. We've had ground that's been pretty well made useless because of the flooding. Irrigation equipment, with farm structures, houses, buildings, levees have been breached and broken, drainage ditches filled up with silt. So we've had a lot of damage other than just the crop damage.
What's your reaction to the judge's decision?
Well, we're pleased with the judge's decision, and we feel like the judge certainly agreed with our complaint that the Corps, the government, has changed the river, and their changes have caused this flooding. She stated that in her verdict, and we certainly agree and are pleased with her findings.
What now? What's your next move?
Well, our next move, we hope that the Corps would change the way that they're managing the river, and we hope that Congress will get involved in the thing and ensure that the Corps does change their ways. We hope this lawsuit opens people's eyes that there needs to be changes in the way the river is managed by the Corps.
Is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, I really don't. Of course, this lawsuit's still ongoing. The damages phase, the judge has indicated it will begin in October. So the liability phase is over, and the damages will be brought before the court in October. So that will be the next phase of this long and lengthy trial.
Can I ask what you hope to be the outcome of the damage phase?
Well, those numbers are still being put together. So I really, they're still kind of a moving target, although I can say all the farmers that are in this case, it's millions of dollars of damage. It's quite large.